Needless to say, the Center for Gender Equality did a survey, and they were absolutely astounded with the results.
That a majority of American women opposed abortion, either wanted it totally illegal or opposed it only except for the rape, incest, and the life of the mother exception.
53% of American women, according to this poll, commissioned and paid for by a liberal pro-feminist pro-abortion organization, 53% of the women said they were pro-life. So in other words, the poll proves that the pro-life position is mainstream, and there really is no need to run away from the issue.
Well, and I think that we should add that, you know, this is a poll that was done by the Princeton Survey, who does polls on occasion for Newsweek. I mean, it's not a fly-by-night group. And that another 17% added that they thought the abortion law should be tougher than they are now. So you have 70% saying the abortion law should be tougher than they are now.
All right, let me ask the obvious. Tim Graham, as you have studied this issue of media bias at the Media Research Center, as it relates to a number of issues, but especially abortion, why is it that the secular liberal media typically is so hostile to the pro-life plank in the Republican Party platform and yet lets the Democrats get a pass on their pro-abortion plank in their platform?
I mean, I think the easy answer here that everybody can connect the dots, and that is they agree with the Democratic Party platform. It's not the slightest bit out of the mainstream because it's what they think.